Welcome to this bonus episode of the Common Geeking Program, a book club podcast where we talk about geek culture. This week, hear the behind the scenes of our episode 63 recording about Avengers Infinity War, learn how to fix a broken Fallout 4 save file, and discover the true fate of one Austin Liebers. Coming up right now.
Okay, Austin, I'm back in action.
Colin and I will talk. Oh, you're ready? Okay. I was going to say, we'll talk about Korg while you're plugging back in.
Yeah, I'm back in. We just need to sync.
All right, let's sync it.
At when? No, that's not.
Thanks, Ed. Let's go 28:40. 43. Just go 44 minutes. 44 minutes.
Okay.
Five.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Just had to, for some reason, take his shirt off when joining a call. Have I ever not? Are you guys recording? Because this is some bullshit right here. Please start recording before you proceed with this line of questioning.
Okay, cool. Are we all recording?
I've
Can
been
I talk about this
for
now?
A minute. Yeah.
That would be a good way to start, like a clip at the end. Like, are we all recording? Can I talk about this now? I've now ruined it, but I guess they could cut this out anyway.
Or that.
Yeah. So Austin and I were talking about this before, Colin. We were wondering if you've ever not worn a shirt.
In what context? In my life, have I ever not been wearing a shirt at any point?
Not obviously, when you're changing clothes.
Obviously, if you've changed your shirt, or maybe you were sleeping.
Oh, have I ever made a wardrobe decision to not be wearing a shirt in a specific setting?
Yes, kind of like Austin's setting. Not wearing a shirt and I'm not wearing a shirt.
Birth? Showers.
You didn't make a choice at birth.
Well, showers don't count.
Most sex.
Unless there's someone else there. Was there somebody else in the shower?
There has been. It is not conditional for shirtless showering.
But so you've never, like, just not worn a shirt, though?
I mean, like, as a wardrobe decision, no. I generally like wearing a shirt. Like,
yeah, me too.
I'm comfortable with shirt.
All right. Well, so now we've solved that.
Yes, solved that great mystery that was vexing us all.
Like, not even, like, in the summer?
Nah, I will usually wear, like, boxer briefs and a white t-shirt.
What about pants? Because you didn't mention those.
I mean, boxer briefs will still get me that PG-13 rating that we're all looking for.
Are we?
Colin Ketchin, PG-13.
Speaking of PG-13, this week's episode.
Well, hold on, I'm trying to get my
fucking
computer!
Fuck, I said it. To do it's mine,
Colin,
I got it.
I gotta tell you a secret, man.
What's the secret?
Confession Corner. I gotta make a confession. I didn't rewatch the trailers. Now, I have seen them all many, 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 many times, but I did not rewatch them specifically for this podcast.
I'm okay with that.
All right, cool.
Because I think, hold on a sec. I'm just trying to get chronograph working.
I've been at work a lot. I've been working from like 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Yeah, I don't understand how you're alive.
Well, I eat food and then I sleep and then I go to work. Like, that's...
That does sound kind of terrible.
Do they give you health insurance?
No.
Yeah, because you're going to need it.
That sounds illegal.
Well, I'm working 2 part-time jobs.
That'll get you.
Okay, I just sent the chronograph link.
In the chat.
In Skype?
Skype.
Wait, how do I find the Skype chat?
The scat. See, it's in the bottom left-hand corner, and it looks it just is.
It's just, it's in the top right-hand corner.
What the fuck?
He might be on a different version of Skype, question
Maybe.
Mark?
Is he
know.
On a newer version or an older version?
I'm on the chronograph.
I don't
so
know.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that is definitely suspect.
It's
though.
The top right hand corner. And then you click it, and then it opens up as a little thing that slides in from the right, and that's the chat.
That's the opposite of ours.
I guess that's pretty fair. So let's clap at 1:25. Sound good?
Oh, it
sounds
so
good, Colin.
Let me just like.
5 seconds.
Fucking.
I'm glad it sounds good.
Okay.
Wow, that was a great clap.
I don't think my clap was great, but like...
I'm not necessarily concerned with the quality of the clap as much as I am with its existence.
Yeah, that's fair.
Austin, you can't be showing me your nipples on a podcast. How are we going to get on iTunes?
I only showed you one nipples.
Now, I saw them both. I saw both of them.
Where?
Eddie, thank you for keeping your nipples concealed.
Yeah, you're welcome. Guys, on a scale from like gonorrhea to the clapper commercial, how good do you think that clap was?
Oh, God.
King T.
I don't think that's a good scale.
I know anyone listening to this in editing is going to think, like, why did that laugh happen so far after the joke getting made? The answer is I was trying so hard to process it and comment upon it, and my brain gave up.
Well, but you don't think that, you know, Austin, you don't think the clapper commercial is like peak clap?
All right, cool. I got it out of my system. I think we're good.
I just don't know if peak clap is a good thing.
Well, that's gonorrhea really is like you know, the bottom of the clap scale.
Can you tell me what the clap scale measures?
This is going to be the most boring after credit sequence because it's just me laughing for 2 minutes straight. Oh, fuck. I'm doing something on my iPad. Where'd I put it? Shit.
Hey, Colin, were you working today?
No, it's Wednesday. I did not work today.
Okay, recording. Record Here it. We are.
Hey, Colin, your video went away. You okay?
Dad? Yep. There we go. I'm back.
Colin just doesn't exist physically anymore.
It's true.
I have ascended physical form. So is this chronograph? Should I follow that?
Yeah, I just sent it to you boys.
We should have just used the same one from like a week ago.
It is the same link. I had to reset it because it was at 8 days.
Why did you
totally didn't have to reset it, man.
I had to for me.
All right, wait, Colin, did you hear my sweet joke that I made though?
Nope. No, I didn't.
Oh, when you were like, say something.
Did you say something?
Oh, yeah. So you were like, say something. And then I said, I'm giving up on you.
Giving up on you. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's do this shit, boy.
Post credits. That was an easy post credits.
Oh, man.
Cool. Avengers for you.
It'll be less sad of a post credits than watching Samuel L. Jackson turn to dust.
Oh, mother.
That was great.
That was great.
It was a good one.
Yep. All right, let's clap at 9 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, shit.
You guys are quiet.
How many seconds away is that?
I'm a loud boy today.
It's 10 seconds away.
Oh, yep. God. Okay, I'm good. I got this. I can see it. Love it.
Cool. Wow, that was real good, guys.
Love it.
So basically, for the first 10 minutes of the discussion, I just want raw impressions of Infinity War. Just like, let's just react to it. For the next 10 minutes, it's going to be a question from Jeff and following up on our predictions. And the last 5 minutes is going to be Avengers 4 titles again now that we've seen the movie.
Okay.
So that's it. So don't say any of it now. Save it. Save it.
Save that.
Yeah, no.
Save.
I've got my first reaction.
Okay, good.
Already, like I'm.
I've
I'm
got my first reaction. So I was trying to play Fallout 4 today.
Uh huh.
And it's broken. I don't know when the most recent update was, but
it's a Bethesda game.
It completely broke the game. No, like the game doesn't work at all.
Oh, that
like,
sucks.
So I started a new character, and when I go to leave Vault 11, the vault door just doesn't open.
Okay, so you're telling me
delete your user data
that when I was playing, I was in Iron Banner in Destiny 2, and I was like, oh hey, Eddie's online, I'll just invite him to my party, see what's up. You were just like, nah, I'm not gonna listen to Austin. I'll just stand in front of a door that won't open for
no.
While
you invited
hours.
Me to Iron Banner, I was playing Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Okay.
The original Star Wars Battlefront 2, not the crappy new one. No, but so okay. I made it. So then I was like, okay, you know, it's a Bethesda game. Stuff like this happens. So I deleted that character. I was like, all right, whatever. You got me, Todd. I wasted 50 minutes, right? So I made a new character again, went through the whole tutorial, right? Get to the vault door. It doesn't fucking open again. So then I'm like, okay, all right, fine, Todd. Okay. So I go to my previous characters. I'm looking through the saves. I'm like, oh, I got one, right? An autosave from right after you open the vault door and right before you leave the vault. Perfect, I think. I load up that save. I exit the vault. It's like, hey, do you want to do any last minute changes? I said, yes, I'd like to do all of them, please. Completely change the character, new character, right? Perfect. I go to start the game. I'm like, hey, Codsworth, let's search Sanctuary. Let's find my family that isn't here. And Codsworth's like, yeah, let's do it. And then he just stands there and he doesn't move. He just stands there. He won't move. I can't finish the quest. I can't start the quest. He's
delete
just standing
your user
there.
Data. Go into the... Oh my God, you want to talk about fucking
One
Todd
second.
Howard
I'm
problem?
Not done with this fucking
oh,
story.
Okay.
So I go
okay.
to Concord. I kill all the raiders. I go to Preston Garvey. I say, Preston, please, I'm stuck in a time loop. Okay. And then Preston goes, hey, it's okay, man.
Yeah, if you want to talk about Todd Howard.
There's raiders out there. There's power armor on the roof. You need an old fusion core. And I said, I'll go get the fusion core, Preston. And then he said nothing. He stared at me blankly. And it was like, You know when you're in like a dialogue choice and it gives you the four options?
Yep.
It was like I was in one of those, but there were no options available to me. And the camera was just looking at Preston Garvey in the cinematic camera way. And I couldn't exit it. And he eventually was just like, you okay? Like, because I hadn't answered his question that he never asked me. The game is completely broken.
Yeah, in the literary field, we call that Howard-esque.
So I've had a Todd Howard Bethesda problem. I've been playing a little ditty, thanks to Xbox backwards compatibility, called The Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind.
Yes.
First problem I ran into where I lost 50 minutes of my time is the game doesn't autosave unless you sleep. Forgot that. Died. Lost all my progress. Had to start
That's
over.
That's just called not autosaving.
That's true. But no, I did run into an actual problem where Mage's Guild... Cassius, the guy running the main quest, he's like, go to the Balmora Mages Guild and talk to Sharn Grimuzgrub, who's like an orc there.
Sharn Grimuzgrub.
I mean, obviously.
I've seen Sharn before, and then I walk down and she's not there. I'm like, what? And I load an earlier save and she's not there. And I look up help and everybody's like, yeah, she might have fallen into the floor. If you get boots that give you 500 speed, you could break through the wall and find her. I'm like, I am not going to warp in Balmora. You're not supposed to do that in a solar system, let alone on a planet.
Okay.
Do you want to know what the fucking solution was? This is bananas.
All right,
you have to create a new save, go there, and find her new in the game. So I created a new character and just speed run to that section, save the game, and load your other save that is saved in the same location.
Okay.
So that way she's in the RAM, she's in the system's active memory, and then it loads into the other save. You have to trick it into putting her back.
That's re-goddamn-diculous.
It is. Well, it's because
that's old school.
On a PC, you can use console commands, but on my Xbox, I can't. Use console commands.
All right, so let me answer your question real quick, Austin. I deleted the entirety of Fallout 4.
Yep.
Okay. Including all DLC. Okay. Reinstalled it from a disc, and it's still. I made a new character. I go to the vault. I go through the tutorial. Door doesn't open. I'm fucking trapped.
So Eddie, way about the Xbox One works is that it saves your user data online. So no matter what you do to the game, your account is still there. You can go in and delete your user data from the Xbox. And so not just start a new character, delete any preferences saved to your character.
How do I do this?
You go to manage game. So like you hit the menu button on it and then you go to manage game and then you can delete the game and you can, or you can delete your user data. I had to do that. I had a weird problem with the Surge and I had to do the same thing.
Wait, hold up. I've never noticed this option.
Yeah.
And then where's this user data?
Save it's data? In there somewhere. We'll come back to that later. Let's do the recording. Yeah, save data.
I would
That's
love
it.
That.
Cool. Okay,
but that'll delete all my save.
It will.
That's exactly the point.
They're not all broken. Just new ones are broken.
It's fine. We'll come back to this later.
All right,
welcome back.
Episode.
Welcome back to the Common Geeking Program.
Sorry, can we clap again? Because I'm just dying.
Clap
well, I don't. I don't have the thing.
Right,
I don't have it set up right now.
We're just gonna go at 46 minutes when, you, if that's okay.
Thanks. I
that's
love.
A long time from now. That's like
it is. It is pretty.
Oh my God. But now it's like 5 seconds.
Cool.
Solid clap, everybody.
So in the rating section,
I appreciate that, Colin. And I'm going to keep my acceptance speech short and sweet.
Oh, God. Austin!
God.
Austin! Where'd you go?
I'm gone.
No! Austin's
I'm
gone!
Out of here.
Oh! Eddie, why? Oh, God.
Well, there's two of you, and I had to
take
half of you.
Oh, my goodness. Austin, we'll miss you so hard. Oh, man. Wait, is this your last episode before you actually leave the podcast? Because that's perfect. Holy shit, is it? Okay, cool. I'm cutting that out. All right. So,
I'm so where
spoilers, Austin dies in Infinity War.
Hold on. If that's it, I'm actually cutting you out of the rest of the episode.
Oh, yeah. No, I like it.
All right. So depending on
got to put in
how
some
the
special
rest of our
effects
schedule
to make
works
it sound
out,
like I'm turning into sand.
Hey, before we stop recording.
Yeah.
Did I catch y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. Can
yeah.
we record like a clip of Austin being like Mr. Catch it? I don't want to go.
Yes. Please,
yeah, yeah.
Please,
okay,
Austin,
okay. If
do
you
it.
If you want to you should probably add in some like sound effects to make it sound like we're falling
down
on the ground or something.
I'm going to do like a wishy thing and some music. Oh, this worked out so well.
Mr. Ketchin, I don't want to go. Is that it?
That's perfect. That's perfect. That's exactly okay.
Call him one take.
Holy shit. Guys, this worked out so well.
I'm going to stop recording now so I can save this. Thank you.